Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Pike County Assessor Office, MO Property Valuation Resource. The Pike County Assessor maintains property assessment records and valuation information for Pike County, Missouri. Real estate professionals in MO rely on county assessor data for accurate property valuations, tax assessments, and market comparisons in Pike County transactions. Access Pike County property records and assessment tools at pike.missouriassessors.com/Missouri Real Estate Headlines. New Missouri Public Records Directory streamlines online access for local pros. The Missouri Public Records Online Directory provides a centralized resource for accessing public records in the state. Real estate professionals in MO rely on public records for title research, property verification, and due diligence on transactions. Bookmark https://publicrecords.netronline.com/statemo as a go-to starting point for your next property record search. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. New Missouri Property Records Tool streamlines deed and lien research. PropertyChecker.com now offers Missouri-specific property record search, covering owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MO can conduct faster due diligence and verify property details without navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark h/missouri.propertychecker.com for your next transaction research. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Jackson County MO updates public records search options for real estate pros. The Jackson County Recorder of Deeds offers online public record searches at omentumweb.jacksongov.org or in-person visits, while telephone searches remain prohibited per County Code 9225.1. Title searches and due diligence are core to MO real estate transactions, and knowing the available and prohibited search methods prevents delays and compliance issues. Bookmark h.jacksongov.org/governments/department/recorder-of-deeds/searching-public-records for your next Jackson County title search. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Understanding Missouri Real Estate Commission Rates. New guide breaks down structures and savings. Calibri Real Estate published a detailed guide exploring Missouri's real estate commission rates, including commission structures, national comparisons, and strategies for saving. Commission structures directly impact how Missouri agents price services, compete, and communicate value to clients in a shifting market. Review the full guide to benchmark your commission approach against state and national trends at calibrirealestate.com/career-hub/sellestate-commission-missouri. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Missouri Real Estate Commission information now available. A new information resource about the Missouri Real Estate Commission has been published online. MO real estate professionals can access this resource to stay informed about the regulatory body overseeing their licensing and practice. Review the Missouri Real Estate Commission details at the source link to ensure compliance with state requirements. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Clay County MO Assessor Resources now available online. The Clay County Assessor's Office has published more details about its services and property assessment processes on its official webpage. Real estate professionals in MO rely on accurate county assessor data for property valuations, tax estimates, and client consultations in Clay County transactions. Bookmark the Clay County Assessor page to quickly access property assessment details during your next listing or buyer consultation. /clay.claycounty.gov/208-county-assessor. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Missouri commission rates hold at 5.5% to 6% as flat fee alternatives gain ground. A Huzo analysis shows traditional real estate commissions in Missouri remain at 5.5% to 6%, while the company's flat fee MLS service claims sellers can save approximately $16,000. For Missouri real estate professionals, understanding competitive commission structures and alternative pricing models is essential to positioning services in an evolving market. Review the full commission breakdown and flat fee comparison at www.houzo.com/blog/realestate-commissions-in-Missouri. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks, the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of MO cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.